pro-Russian separatists are planning to resist Ukraine's nationwide presidential election scheduled for later this month. This comes after separatists in eastern Ukraine claimed independence based on unofficial referendums over the weekend. With Russian troops still massed near the border, Ukrainian and international mediators are trying to find a solution to the crisis. NPR's Corey Flintoff looks at some of the very different visions for Ukraine's eastern region.
Serhiy Tarute is a Ukrainian billionaire who's been appointed governor of the Donetsk region by the government in Kiev. The day after pro-Russian separatists declared their People's Republic of Donetsk, he held a press conference to talk about his vision of the future for the region. It didn't include independence.
Russia's not in any hurry to take over the Donetsk region, knowing that there are economic problems here. That's why there's no alternative for economic stability other than having the region remain part of Ukraine. Donetsk isn't capable of living independently, even for 2 weeks.
Tarutin knows that his region relies heavily on subsidies from the central government. The coal mines and metalworks that once made this region prosperous are running on Soviet-era equipment and inefficient processes. But some in the region believe that there are other options. This is Kirill Cherkashin, a political science professor at Donetsk National University and a supporter of the independence movement.
The first option is joining with Russia, or they could unite with the Luhansk Republic, or become part of New Russia, which would combine 8 more Ukrainian regions.
Luhansk is a neighboring region where separatists also held a referendum and declared independence. New Russia is an old term that separatists use for a region of present-day Ukraine that stretches from the east to the border with Moldova. The area has many Russian speakers, and there have been pro-Russian demonstrations in some of the provinces. Cherkashin says the area has enormous economic potential that could be developed with Russia's help. But that help may not be on the way. Russia said that the independence referenda should be respected, but it still hasn't recognized the regions as independent states, much less talked about annexing them as it did with Crimea. Fyodor Lukyanov is the editor-in-chief of the journal Russia in Global Affairs in Moscow. He says that separatists' hopes that Russia will annex the region are probably wishful thinking.
It's too costly in terms of just taking financial economic responsibility. It will need a lot of investment, a lot of social costs, which a Russian budget is unlikely to be willing to take just now.
Lukyanov says the best strategy from Russia's point of view would be to force the government in Kiev to negotiate a federation agreement with the separatists that would give their region strong local powers, which he says would guarantee that Ukrainian statehood would be balanced.
On the other hand, that would guarantee that inside Ukrainian politics it would be quite powerful and important pro-Russian force.
Ukrainian leaders and international mediators held a roundtable discussion on the crisis today in Kiev. The separatists were not invited, but President Oleksandr Turchinov said that the government wanted to hear what the eastern region had to say.
We do want to listen, but if people want to be heard, they shouldn't shoot, they shouldn't rob, and they shouldn't occupy buildings. We are open for dialogue.
It wasn't much of an opening, but it could be the first indication that Kiev might be willing to talk with the separatists. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Donetsk.